Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I've got Regine Skillern back in the studio with me. Welcome, Regine.
Hi, Allison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Regine, you've been on the show a couple times. Last time you were talking about the Cloud Builders program, and that's actually our focus today. We're kicking off a new podcast series called Conversations in the Cloud, and today we're going to talk about why we're doing that and what's going on with the Cloud Builders program. So why is collaboration so important in delivering cloud solutions to the marketplace?
Today's cloud solutions are evolving. They're emerging. They're innovating. People are bringing them to market as we speak. So nothing's really reached its full state of maturity, actually. We're very early on in the cloud process. So we really need the industry to come together and collaborate at the hardware level, at the software level, at the services level, at standards and industry groups coming together to really define the appropriate way to build those solutions, to enable those solutions, and to connect those solutions.
When it comes to an IT organization looking at a federated cloud deployment where they're running cloud services within their own data centers and they're looking at cloud solutions providers for some of their workloads, what are the challenges that an IT manager could face in that type of deployment?
I put the challenges kind of in two buckets. There's kind of a technology bucket where we still have to, you know, bring solutions that better orchestrate and manage across virtualized compute pools or storage pools that can manage interoperability between standards or between services. But there's also cultural maturity and cultural evolution that needs to happen where people just have to get used to letting their data, letting their resources go off-site and integrating those SLAs or integrating that services into their environment. And how are they managing where they're used to building it themselves and running it themselves? Now they have to integrate it into their legacy environment as well as integrate a whole other business into their environment, their service provider.
What do we do as an industry to address that cultural challenge? Is there things that we can do to help IT managers address these types of concerns?
Well, typically the best way to accelerate technology, accelerate innovation, integration is through the use of standards. And by Intel as a company building technologies based on open standards and rallying the industry to deliver technologies and solutions based on standards, it gives us a common language for integration and collaboration. It gives us a way to develop not in silos any longer, but to develop collaboratively across the hardware and the software and the services layer.
So let's talk about the Cloud Builders program. What is the output of Cloud Builders and how is it used?
So the output are this repository of Cloud Builders reference architectures that are the blueprints for building and deploying a cloud based off a validated and tested way. So what a company can do is they can either utilize it to actually give them the guidance to construct a cloud from the ground up, to build an infrastructure as a service or to optimize around power efficiency or security. But it's also a way to check BKMs and to learn from other people who have built cloud solutions and to kind of see how people have constructed their networking and storage topology, how they have worked in their management infrastructure, and how they've actually gone and out and deployed across not just one or two servers, but across a scale of servers, a fairly large deployment.
So we've delivered these reference architectures and the ecosystem is dozens of companies working with us to do this. First of all, why do you think the time is right for IT to be using these reference architectures? And then how do they get support when they do use them? Is that built into the Cloud Builders program?
The timing is right because we are seeing a maturity of these technologies, especially in the software arena and some of the management solutions coming available. And you can see that by 24 reference architectures that are complete and proven, as well as, you know, a lot of announcement from the major players. So now is the time to try proving out, even if it's just a pilot deployment and building out to a broader scale deployment, it's the time to start putting these into the data center environment. Now, what can a user expect from a resource support to do that? Well, the reference architecture itself is a resource. It's, you know, some of these are 40 to 80 pages down to the script level on how to construct your network storage and compute and build out the data center. But also, as we do put these into motion, there are going to be additional resources needed, and Intel's putting resources behind it, as well as we're working with the OEMs and the leading ISVs in this space, and eventually even some of the systems integrators to put some enabling tools and resources behind it to help the reference architectures really take hold in a data center.
What is the relevance of cloud computing when we think about our core designs and our Atom designs? Is cloud as pervasive as all of our products, or is it more of a data center play for us?
understanding how people are going to use the cloud and technologies in the cloud differently is important to all of our products, whether it's for achieving new levels of scalability or efficiency in the data center or security and manageability, or whether it's enabling more users to have a client-aware experience where their end-user experience is optimized based on their context or the content that they're using or the power of the client in their hand. We want to enable a richer user experience, and we want to power that cloud experience through the data center.
So do you think when you're talking to your friends that don't work in the tech industry that they understand when they're connecting to the internet that they're actually utilizing data center resources and will be using cloud resources for their computing experience?
I think people are becoming increasingly aware that their data and that their personal information is somewhere else. It's no longer in their home. It's no longer in their computers. Now, whether that actually causes them to think about what CPU is running that infrastructure, I doubt it. But I think they're actually starting to realize that these big mega data centers that Google or Microsoft or Facebook runs is really where their data and storage is.
So if a IT manager wants to pick up an RA or read more about what's going on with the Cloud Builders vendors, where can they go?
The best place to go is to go to intel.com/cloudbuilders, and you'll find all the tools and resources listed there.
Wonderful. Well, Regine, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.